The International Atomic Energy Agency has urged the Bush administration to permit its teams to return to Iraq to investigate reports of widespread looting of Iraqi nuclear facilities. An IAEA representative said U.S. officials have provided assurances that the facilities are secure, but she said the agency remains concerned. Another concern within Iraq is unexploded ordnance left over from the war, especially cluster bombs. Time magazine says some 1,500 cluster bombs were dropped, and the many failed to explode on impact as designed. Michael Weisskopf wrote the Time article. How serious is the problem of unexploded cluster bombs?
This is a serious and very troubling problem, and a growing one in Iraq, which threatens to further darken the American image here. Now, the 1,500 cluster bombs is what the U.S. is claiming at this point. They say only 26 of those, 26, found themselves in civilian areas. But anyone who travels the cities of Iraq realizes what a gross underestimate that is. In some cities, there are 500 to 1,000 of these unexploded devices found per day since the war began.
How are these bombs designed, and why are they so dangerous?
Unlike the smart bombs, which are laser-guided and very precise, these are used to rain down on dispersed troops, and they're sort of anti-personnel weapons. They're designed to explode on impact and take out people within 20 feet or so, like a grenade. Many of them don't explode, up to 16% by the military's own estimate, and they remain as a danger to anyone who picks them up, kicks them, steps on them, trips over them.
They've been very attractive to children.
Yes, and some of them are even colored a bright yellow, which make them all the more alluring for young kids to pick up. Ones I saw were black, roughly the size of a C-cell radio or flashlight battery, with a little tail at the end of them. They're obviously connected to some larger, through that string, through some larger unit, which was snipped off in their deployment. And they fall, and they, for impoverished kids, it's something different that looks not like a rock and not like a stick and something to pick up. And the consequences are quite devastating. Children who are in within direct impact are literally blown to bits.
Yeah, I read one of the last American soldiers to die was killed as he tried to take a cluster bomb fragment from a child.
Yes, that's correct. And also we have deaths of civil defense folks in Iraq who are looking for and trying to disarm these things.
What about cleanup?
Well, you know, the problem the U.S. is facing is it's chairman of the Joint Chiefs is the one who pin that number at 1,500, which, as I say, has got to be a gross underestimate. The U.S. is quietly distributing about 300,000 circulars, notices, warnings to people with pictures of the cluster bombs telling them to stay away, and also sending out teams of so-called mine dogs to look for and disarm these things.
Cluster bombs are also dropped on Afghanistan during the war there. Is the situation more serious in Iraq?
It's supposed to be much more serious, according to people who've been in both places. Human rights activists have been making this a high priority and claim that, yes, it's much more of a problem, primarily because Saddam and company placed troops and military installations very close to civilian populations.
Michael Weisskopf is a reporter for Time magazine.